League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's a Tuesday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. We got a big show ahead. Brad Ziegler is in the house for the first hour. We're going to have Cardinals bullpen ace John Gant on the show a little bit later to talk about his success. Anthony Aniano will join us as well on his Hot Take Tuesday as Fantasy Sports Today starts right now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the line. For three, puts it in!
Joe Pizzapia, anybody that's on the San Francisco Giants is just not a great fantasy option.
They've actually been on a terrific little DFS run, too. They've been scoring a ton of runs lately over the last couple weeks. But when you're also talking about that Giants team, you're also talking about a team that really didn't have a clear-cut number four hitter. And they have not done a great job of bringing up prospects, either. Unfortunately, when they acquire a guy like Evan Longoria on the downside of his career, you can't expect that much.
Tim Healy is with us. He covered the New York Mets. Jeff McNeil is a sell-high guy. Would that be an accurate statement?
You have to think it's pretty close to who he is. Now, I'm not sure he's going to be able to sustain a 350 batting average all season, but in terms of Mets things to look forward to the rest of the way, Jeff McNeil chasing the batting title is absolutely at the top of the list, along with whatever Pete Alonso does.
And welcome in Fantasy Sports Today on this Tuesday, July 16, 2019. Craig Mish here with you once again on the FNTSY radio app or the iHeart Radio TuneIn. However you listen to the show, better you listen than not, so thanks for doing it. And we got 2 hours of fantasy discussion, a lot of fantasy baseball as we always do here on the show. We'll mix in some football as well. And we got some pop culture, some three up, three down on deck, but first and foremost, as we always do once a week, we have the opportunity to pick the brain of former big league pitcher and fantasy stalwart in fantasy football, and then obviously now getting into fantasy baseball now that his career is over, is Brad Ziegler is with us here on the show once again. Zig, good morning for you. Good afternoon for everyone else. How's everything going today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me on again, and looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's dive right into everything that's happening in fantasy, and let's kind of start off with the big story from last night. And Brad, I know this is a guy that you were familiar with seeing in the National League and now in the American League. What a game for him. Travis d'Arnaud, 3 home runs in one baseball game. I mean, let alone for a whole season, that was a good number for him. 3 home runs last night, Brad, and the final one to beat Aroldis Chapman. I have a feeling the Yankees and Rays may be battling this thing out right until the end.
Yeah, it sure looks that way, and it's impressive. It's impressive to see what the team the Yankees have put together on the field, that the Rays can compete with them on a much smaller payroll. And I think a lot of people are going to be pulling for him, because it would be fun to see that small market team knock off the big boys.
Yeah, and I think that it's really interesting to see those two teams battle, and we don't even mention the Boston Red Sox. I think they're still in it, but maybe d'Arnaud could be a fantasy pickup at some point. You know, Brad, it doesn't always happen right away for some baseball players. I think that most of the prospects in the big leagues, let's say 85-90% of them, you're going to know in the first couple of years if they're going to be hits or misses. But there are always those diamond in the roughs. I just don't know really how we identify those. Some of them are late bloomers, and I'm not saying that this one game, Brad, makes Darno a sleeper in fantasy, but you certainly have to at least pay attention to it. If a guy's going to hit three home runs in a game at the catcher position where we can't find anybody offensively to hit, maybe worth an ad.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, he, especially in like DFS where he'd be really cheap, you know, he would have been a really good ad yesterday to load up on the rest of your lineup. And, you know, even just looking at the last home run, the fact that Chapman threw him a slider in that scenario when a guy throws, you know, almost 100 miles an hour, it just kind of blows my mind with the mentality behind that.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that we don't see that you see as a former big league pitcher. The one thing that you used to see, and I was always nervous for you, Brad, when you went to Colorado, when you went to Coors Field, and you know that, was seeing what the results could be. And in the first game of that doubleheader yesterday, the Giants put a 19 spot on the Rockies. I could make the case for the last month, the Giants have been one of the best teams in baseball. I don't know how they're doing it. They're only a few games under all of a sudden now. But Brandon Crawford, Brad, who has had a brutal season, pulled off a 5-for-6, 8-RBI game. They asked him after the game about the 8 RBIs. He said RBIs don't matter anymore, but let's be honest, they do in fantasy for us if we're still going to keep them as a category. But basically, we're at the point, Brad, where no one can get anybody out at Coors Field. We're back to where it was a couple of years ago. I just don't feel safe starting any starting pitcher there.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, I'll mention this in a little bit, but what the Giants did yesterday in that, in the same, you know, game scenario, holding the Rockies down all day was pretty impressive. So I mean you want to start hitters in Colorado, avoid the pitching, and even if a guy has a good outing, you just kind of, you know, live with the fact that you went with your best guess.
Yeah, and guessing is good in Colorado for sure with the offense. It's just the pitching is almost impossible. I don't even know how the Rockies fix it. You got to combine the altitude with a juiced ball this year. It's amazing to think that they could even go a season without blasting the all-time record for ERA. Brad, I know we do a lot of pro football, and obviously on your podcast you talk a lot of fantasy football on the pro side. Yesterday was SEC Media Days, and those will continue. And that means, Brad, that college football is basically 1 month away. It's usually the 1 month mark. I don't know how into college football you are, but certainly that has me excited. I don't know if you saw any of that yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. I was especially looking at, you know, it was SEC Media Day. It was also Big 12 Media Day. I was looking at some of the comments from Lincoln Riley about, you know, Jalen Hurd coming in and competing for the quarterback spot, and the fact that he's not even, you know, committing to him as a starting quarterback. It's interesting because I look at it more from a fantasy perspective. I want to see prospects. I don't care as much about what teams are winning until they get to the playoff at the end. But I do pay attention a little bit.
All right. Well, what we're going to do coming up next is play a little game of three up, three down. I'm going to talk about Brad Ziegler with arguably the hottest hitter in 2019 in fantasy baseball, and whether or not Brad Ziegler faced this guy. And I'm going to give you a hint. Yes, he did, and I remember it very well. Also, we're going to talk about whether or not the Philadelphia Phillies still have a shot to win the NL East. We'll mix in some discussion on three players that Brad Ziegler has that could be some potential fantasy trade ramifications from. So stay tuned to that as well. Three players that Brad has identified that could affect fantasy baseball that could be on the move in the next 15 days. Also, you can always dial up the show, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here on the show. We got you from 12 to 2 Eastern, and then we'll turn it over to full-time fantasy. But coming up next, it's time to play a little three up, three down with former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler. That is live here on the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, and of course, TuneIn on demand on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are heard. We'll do that next. Don't go away. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with Brad Ziegler. Three up, three down. It's next.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. sports. Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. Brad Ziegler, Craig Mish, we got you here until 2 o'clock on the East. Let's find out what's trending for us and what is trending up. I'll start off, Brad. Cody Bellinger, 2 more home runs last night. If my mind's eye serves me correctly, I do believe that you faced him with the Marlins last year, and I don't remember exactly how that went. But either way, Cody Bellinger, Cody Bellinger went deep twice, and he is my first trending up. No doubt about that.
Yeah, he probably hit the furthest home run that I gave up in the big leagues off me in Miami, but that was the only hit he had off me. He was 0 for 5 the rest of his career with 3 punch-outs, so I feel like I still got the better end of that deal.
Okay, good.
So, all right, my first one, Indians relief pitchers, Oliver Perez, Nick Whitgren, both former teammates of mine, helping out the ground crew, getting control of the tarp in Cleveland. Wind was blowing like crazy. They come running in from the bullpen to basically save the day and, do what they can. And they're both good guys, so I thought it was kudos to them because the weather conditions were not very conducive to baseball at that point.
Yeah, when you come back and pitch, Brad, in 2 years, Oliver Perez will still be pitching. That's the rumor. It's crazy how long this guy's been pitching. All right, my second trending up, the British Open. Why? Well, because at least there's something besides baseball. And look, don't get me wrong. I'm all in on baseball season even now on July 16th, but it's great to have some sort of diversion. And so the British Open will start Thursday. Phil Mickelson, we talked about yesterday, didn't eat for 6 days to lose weight. Tiger Woods is saying after his Masters win, he was a wreck and basically needed to just completely shut down until now. So some intrigue, some interesting stories, and of course it's always fun to see one of the majors at the golf tournament. So my second one will be the British Open, which starts on Thursday. How about your second one, Brad?
I love it. I'm going to go with the Giants pitching yesterday. Going into Colorado, having a doubleheader scares you to death just mentally as a pitcher. But as a staff, 3 runs, 11 hits in 2 games. 11 hits allowed, and their bullpen, 6 1/3 scoreless innings. Just mentally to get past a day like that and to come out of it with 2 wins and great pitching, kudos to them, because that was not an easy mindset going into that game, I can guarantee it.
Yeah, very, very tough, and they did a good job, and very rare, but it's so weird how sometimes some teams go in there, the road team does better than the Rockies. In this case, it was the Giants for sure. Okay, my final trending up, and I think that this is probably trending up for a lot of people, Amazon Prime Day has somehow turned into 2 days. And so naturally, anything that I've needed is free shipping. And I hate to sit here and do ads for people, but let's just get real. I saved a lot of money yesterday on things that I needed. I just tried to find things that I probably got burned anyway and got overcharged. But either way, I was very happy yesterday to save some money and got some free shipping on things that I needed. So Amazon Prime Day was my trending up from yesterday. Brad, did you order anything yesterday? You stay away from that stuff.
I didn't avoid it on purpose. I'm not going to go and buy something just because something's on sale. But if I need something, I'm not hesitant to order off of Amazon. That's for sure.
Okay.
My number three up, in Sweden, people are getting implants in their hands to essentially do all the things that an Apple Watch or even credit cards can do. So it's such things as monitoring your health, replacing key cards for buildings, and even replace cash and credit cards. They can use their basically put their hand over a scanner to make a transaction. Obviously, there's some dangers with this, with the databases potentially being hacked and all the data that would be in there. But the concept is very forward thinking. They're trying to become the first cash-free society, and it's very interesting. I think there's a lot of technology here that could be very popular in the near future.
Wow. So it's actually in their hands, like injected in their hands. Wow.
A microchip in their hands. Yep.
Wow. So this can they do that with umpires too for balls and strikes? Are they gonna put that in their arms?
Just put a little chip in their ear and then the robot can read to them.
Yeah, you know that's coming. Okay, those are our trending up topics here on the show, July 16, 2019. Let's get now to the trending down topics. I'll start off with former boxer Pernell Whitaker, who passed away yesterday after being involved in a car accident. Where he was a pedestrian, and certainly I had a chance to meet Pernell Whitaker at the Boxing Hall of Fame about 10 years ago, and was really nice. A lot of these boxers, as many people know, have very tough lives going into boxing, and even more so coming out of boxing with all the hits that they take, and Pernell Whitaker was a really, really nice guy, and sorry to see that yesterday, and certainly got to start off with that as trending down for me, Brad. How about your first one?
Yeah. That's a tough one to hear. I'm going to go with the Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott potential holdout scenarios. I mean, Gordon's come out and said it. You're hearing rumors about Elliott doing it behind the scenes. We'll get into details on this a little bit later, but this is not a good look for football when two of your absolute stars are potentially going to be missing games in the season.
Right, and it speaks, as I've been saying for a million years, you won't listen to me and nobody else in the industry will listen to me. This is why you can't do a draft now. There's no point. I mean, it's all luck to know whether or not they're going to play, they're going to sign, they're not going to hold out. Why would I want that on my conscience? Just wait till it all figures itself out and then do your draft. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it not at all. But it also is going to start, I think, scaring people away from if you are in a best ball draft this early. Anybody that's in a contract dispute, especially a big name or in the final season of a contract, you just want to avoid them and take all risk away.
Yeah, I mean, look, the contrarian answer to that is, oh, because those people are scared, I'll take them. Well, you know what? It doesn't work out like Le'Veon Bell did last year. Okay, my second one, Trent Thornton, pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. Wow, is this the worst season ever in Blue Jays history? It may be. An inning and a third yesterday, 5 earned runs for Trent Thornton, but he was outdone by one of the pitchers on my fantasy team, Brad, Griffin Canning on the Angels. An inning and a third, 6 walks, and a hit by pitch. Yikes, 2 very, very poor starts. And Brad, I know you played in the big leagues a long time. Have you ever seen a Blue Jays team this bad? I don't ever remember seeing them this bad.
No, not during my career. They're always at a minimum competitive, and right now it's tough to even get a competitive game out of them, it feels like. I'm going to go with the Dodgers not arriving to the team hotel until almost 6 a.m. I know they had the Sunday night game and absolutely destroyed the Phillies last night. But getting in at 6 a.m., Bellinger says after the game, I drank 2 Red Bulls and took lots of Advil, so I was feeling all right. That's what you have to do to feel all right. Something needs to be changed with the schedule. Starting an 8 p.m. game, and I know it went extra innings, but starting an 8 p.m. game East Coast time on a Sunday night when it's a travel day, potentially for both teams, is just ridiculous. And MLB's got to find a way to figure this out, especially on Sundays when very few people are working, and they should be able, if they want to watch baseball, they should be able to start the game earlier.
Yeah, and I don't know how they solved that problem, because Sunday night baseball historically was always the go-to game to watch, Brad. In fact, you know, I was talking to some people about it. I remember when that was must-watch TV for everyone on Sunday night baseball with Joe Morgan and John Miller. Not to say that they were better broadcasters than the guys now. I just don't. It doesn't have that same allure to me as it used to have. So maybe they will change it. Start the games at 6, something like that. My final trending down, the Madden 20 ratings are out, and it feels like every football player in the NFL is all bent out of shape about their ratings. Like, I don't understand this one at all. Like, some players really get it. Juju's one of those guys that gets it in terms of fantasy. But in terms of reality, guys, who cares what your rating is on Madden, really? Like, I don't know. I just, that one is a little bizarre to me. I get how big gaming is, but can't you just alter your own stats anyway on a lot of these games? Anyway, that's my final trending down.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to the ESPN Sunday night broadcast. ESPN, there was a ground ball, foul ball down the first baseline, and the ball girl missed the ball, and ESPN completely missed the ball by failing to mute their mic, and one of the fans was heckling the ball girl a little bit, and clear as day on the broadcast, what the F, yelling at the girl. And it was just, how do you not mute that? How do you not have someone on top of that? That, like you mentioned, the Sunday night broadcast is going downhill anyways. I'm not a fan of the broadcast team and the production, but when you miss little things like that, it's just making it that much worse.
All right, that's our 3-up, 3-down segment. We'll be back with more right after this.
DailyRoto.com guides you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Back to the year, yeah.
All-star break, though.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Brad Ziegler, Craig Mish back with you. We got Cardinals reliever John Gant coming up live on the show in less than 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned to that. To me, he's been one of the MVPs of reality and fantasy this year. Cardinals are playing much better, by the way, so we'll see if they can sneak themselves into a postseason spot. Before we do that, we know, Brad, that coming up in 15 days from now, we're going to have the Major League Baseball trade deadline, and I've illustrated this many times here on the show, a lot different than when you played, with the non-waiver trade deadline being the only waiver trade deadline coming up here on the 31st. Can't make any deals after July 31st. I would guess it's going to be nuts. But that being said, what I've asked you to do is deliver a few names in fantasy that you think the player may end up with, and also how you think it could either positively or negatively affect fantasy value. So let's go ahead and get started, and I'm going to ask you for your first one, your first fantasy trade that could end up happening on the 31st, or maybe even before then.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Marcus Stroman. I'm going to say he's going to San Diego. The Padres, it's widely known they are looking for controllable starters. He's got a big, almost 60% ground ball rate this year. That is going to be deadly in that park. He becomes an instant Cy Young contender in the future. I see, you know, the Padres have this surplus of outfielders. I see a deal centered around Hunter Renfro going back to Toronto and hoping to slide somebody over to center field and fix the rest of their outfield.
Yeah, and with Renfro, I think he would get a boost in fantasy immediately. He's already hitting a ton of home runs. He could probably hit more. He's a good defender. The Blue Jays could use anything, honestly, on their team. We know that they have Biggio at second, the Blue Jays. They have Vlad at third. They have Bo Bichette coming up. But yeah, you're right. They really don't have outfielders, so this would certainly help them a ton. It does make some sense. We'll see if that ends up happening. Okay, let's move on to your second player that will be traded. But this is a weird one, I got to tell you. How are the Padres, Brad, going to add and subtract? Tell me about this one.
Well, I think the Padres are adding for the future more so than the rest of this year. But I think for this year, they trade Kirby Yates to Boston. Boston is absolutely desperate for bullpen help. They're having to use their pitching is in such a shambles right now. They're having to use good relievers in games that they're up by six just to finish it because they can't get the starters deep in the games. They've already added Cashman. They're going to go and get Kirby Yates. He's only going to have about $1 million left on his salary the rest of this year, so that's not a big concern. He's controllable for next year. Still one more year ARB left. He's been tremendous in San Diego this year. 64 punchouts in 41 innings, 39 games, 1.1 ERA. He will get the Boston Red Sox back into playoff contention with this deal.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox probably have a good shot at the wild card. Winning division is going to be tough. It would be interesting if the Padres were able to pull that off. If I'm not mistaken, that would be three straight years of them trading closers with Hand the year before, Yates now, of course. Many years ago, they traded Kimbrel too. So Padres seem to cultivate these guys. You're right, though. Yates has been fantastic. He would help the Red Sox. I think Shane Green would help Boston also. That'd be another name to keep an eye on. Okay, so those are the obvious ones. Stroman is an obvious one. Yates, maybe not so obvious, but you're right. The Padres could be sellers. They're not catching L.A., that's for sure. Give me, like, a trade that probably won't happen, but it is Hot Take Tuesday, so one that Brad Ziegler would say, hey, like, this is probably not going to happen, but if it does, remember my name and remember this trade.
Yeah, if it, I can almost promise you no one has thrown this out there. I'm going to say Jacob deGrom to the New York Yankees. For one, it would be pulling off the unthinkable. The Yankees and Mets never make trades with each other because the rivalry is so bitter within the city. But the Yankees are in win-now mode, and they have come out and said, I think it was actually this morning, no one in that farm system is untouchable. And we already know that they're going to try to limit the innings for Domingo Germán the rest of the season. He's been tremendous. But they're going to move him to the bullpen. They're going to slot DeGrom in the rotation. And it's going to be this mind-blowing thing that I don't know that it's very good for DeGrom from a fantasy standpoint. I think he actually takes a little bit of a hit there. He's going to get some more wins, but obviously a much different ballpark and division to play in than the NL East right now.
That would be wild if DeGrom ended up with the Yankees, for sure. Yankees would have to trade that kid in the minors, for sure, that they're touting. Garcia, I think is his name, a starting pitcher. I would guess, Brad, that Clint Frazier would be part of any deal like that, too. So that would be a second player. And I think there'd have to be more. I think there'd have to be three or four guys going back to the Mets. But, yeah, that's one of those hot take wild ones. Unlikely, but a good suggestion on your part to see if the Yankees could get over the top with something like that. Okay, so from fantasy baseball, let's move over to fantasy football while we have you here for a few minutes. And we talked about this at the open of the show, and it is fascinating because as a community and as an industry, we tend to start gravitating over to some fantasy football discussion in July. Training camps open a week from today, a week from Thursday, I believe, around the league. So they'll have open. Then we have a preseason game at the very beginning of August. And once the Major League Baseball trade deadline is complete, I think the natural progression is, okay, now let me start getting ready for football season. But how can you get ready for fantasy football season if two of the first 15 picks may not even suit up this year? These guys are taking a cue from Le'Veon Bell, meaning Elliott and Gordon, and saying, hey, pay me or I won't play. And Brad, I would say this. It didn't work out exactly the way that Le'Veon Bell wanted it to, but he certainly did get paid, and he didn't have to play all of last year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because for Melvin Gordon to get to free agency, he has to accrue a half a season of service time this year. So you know he's not going to hold out the whole year. At the same time, could I see him missing games? Absolutely. And could I see him potentially being traded? Absolutely. If it's a team, you know, say Tampa Bay, who doesn't have a great running back, group right now, I think you would look at, Ronald Jones and, the rest of that running back stash as better handcuffs or backups than starters, especially in a Bruce Arians offense. You want a guy who can catch passes, and Melvin Gordon would be a great fit there. And they've got cap room to go and sign him to an extension if a deal like that happens. But yeah, you mentioned it. Like I'm not big on handcuffing players in seasonal leagues. I like to do it in dynasty leagues, but in seasonal leagues, I would rather have a starting running back on my bench for another team, or at least a third down pass catching back from another team, as opposed to a true handcuff, because I don't know that you're going to get Melvin Gordon production out of Austin Eckler or Justin Jackson. You're definitely not going to get Ezekiel Elliott production out of, Darius Jackson or Tony Pollard or Mike Weber, whoever the backup is there ends up being. You're not going to get top end of the fantasy draft production. And so at that point, you're taking a big risk with these guys, and I'm stashing, if I've got these guys on my team, I'm stashing guys on my bench, like Peyton Barber or Ronald Jones, who, if they don't acquire a running back, might have a lot of late round fantasy value just kind of by default.
Yeah, I think for me, and you and I play in a league, when I saw the news of Ezekiel Elliott maybe sitting out, like, immediately it came to me that I was nervous. And then, Brad, my thought process with this, and you tell me if you think I'm flawed or not, is that if there's one team that can absorb any kind of holdout or just get rid of any kind of issue, it is the Dallas Cowboys, Brad. I just feel like, And maybe it's just me being optimistic, but I feel like Jerry Jones will step up and give the guy the money like that. I don't really worry about Dallas. They seem to always come through and acquire the problems and take care of the problems because, as we know, Jerry Jones has endless pockets. But I don't know if you see it that way. I'm not that worried. I think they'll get him signed and he'll be there the first game.
Yeah, and this one, you know, this one isn't public as far as like Elliott or his agent coming out and saying something. This is just kind of rumors about him talking about it in private. If that's the case, then you know that they've already contacted the team and kind of let them know, but they're doing it in a much more respectful way than, you know, Melvin Gordon, his agent came out and said he was disrespected by the offer that they had made for an extension, and that's why they're coming out and making it public and letting him know that they're serious about, you know, his stance on this. You know, I could see him definitely missing games into the season. From that standpoint, if you're looking at just the Chargers backfield, I like Eckler more than Justin Jackson in the short term, just because he's a little bigger. He's definitely a good pass catcher, but he's a little bigger to withstand some of that contact. But he didn't hold up last year in that role. So you may end up seeing kind of a 50-50 split if that happens. And they may try to prove a point to Melvin Gordon. You know, Gordon, there's been quotes on the record that where he comes out and says, like, running backs are not just replaceable, like a lot of people are saying in this league. When you've got an elite one, it's a lot different than just having a guy you can plug in there. And I could see the Chargers kind of, they've had contract disputes with Joey Bosa coming out of the draft and, you know, all these other scenarios. I could see them trying to make a point with Melvin Gordon and say, you know what, we're going to go into the start of the season, the first few weeks with these other running backs, watch them produce, watch them get us wins on our schedule. And at that point, Melvin Gordon's going to be like, oh, maybe they're a little more right, and I'm going to have to settle here if I'm going to play this year. Or maybe he gets his wish and gets out of San Diego, and then both those guys have a lot of value for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it seems like that scenario could play out.
All right,
exactly.
I said San Diego. Obviously, it's Los Angeles now.
Yeah,
it's
fine. It's fine. We all make that mistake, Brad, some more than others. But, okay, so the point is that if you had to predict, before you go here, Brad, I know you're done with the show for today. If you had to, here's my prediction. You tell me if this sounds accurate or you give me something else. Here's my prediction. Gordon sits out the entire time, plays the last six games, but doesn't really play. He's inactive. He goes to another team in the offseason, and one of those two guys that you just mentioned, Jackson or Eckler, ends up having really good years. I could see that playing out exactly the way that Connor did last year with Pittsburgh. That's kind of the way that I see it. Do you see it that way, or do you think that less production?
I could definitely see that happening, but I don't think Gordon just sits out. I think the Chargers will trade him. They just saw the Steelers lose Le'Veon Bell and get nothing back in return. So I don't see the Chargers thinking, you know, making that mistake. They will, if that scenario comes around, they will trade Melvin Gordon and at least get a draft pick back for him.
All right. Well, Brad, listen, have yourself a great rest of the week. We'll check in with you again next week. Thanks again for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Tell Don again I said hi.
I will do. Brad Ziegler is with us here on the show, and appreciate him. We'll hit up John Gant next here, Cardinals pitcher. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. Mentioned before, John Gant of the Cardinals joining us. He's going to join us actually in 1 hour from now. So 1 hour if you're listening live on demand, doesn't make any difference to you. You could just hit fast forward. But just a little bit of a reshuffle here on the show. No big deal. So coming up 1 hour from now, we'll check in with Cardinals bullpen arm John Gant, 7-0 on the season, having a great year. And Anthony Aniano will join us in about 30 minutes from now. So we're all set for hour number two with a little bit of shuffling. But we roll on here on this show, 844-843-6879. And this will give us an opportunity to do our You Make the Call segment coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll do it in this segment in about 3 or 4 minutes from now. So stay tuned. You Make the Call is going to come up here. I have a poll that I want to ask you guys about, and you can tell me what you think. Let me give you a couple of quick news and notes from baseball before we do that. The Chicago Cubs acquired Martin Maldonado yesterday from the Kansas City Royals. Wilson Contreras probably going to be out a while, so that's definitely an interesting development there. I don't think that Maldonado holds any fantasy value whatsoever, but obviously this does not bode well for Contreras, who's been an offensive juggernaut for sure for the Cubs. He's had a great year, and not really replacing him with anyone. Maldonado's more of a defensive catcher, so from a fantasy perspective, the only negative is losing Contreras. Also yesterday, in case you missed it, Eduardo Nunez was designated for assignment by the Boston Red Sox. He, of course, of the last year 2018 World Series championship. No question that he will get picked up and added by someone. Does he provide any fantasy value? Probably not. But if he goes over to an NL-only league, an NL-only team, and then gets some playing time, then perhaps he'd be someone to consider at that point. Want to get into a little bit later on the show the George Springer, who's having a great season. I got some info and news on him. Travis Shaw, also of the Milwaukee Brewers. But before we do all of that, it is time for us to play our little game of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, You Make the Call today brings up an interesting topic, I think, because as we get closer to the trade deadline, really the one place where you can score points, and I use points loosely because in a points league it doesn't matter, this is like where you can score in a rotisserie league, is by saves. If you're 4 or 5 saves in a 12 or 15 team league behind someone or ahead of someone, you better pay attention to what's going on, because there are going to be some massive movements in the ninth inning. I would say a minimum of 4 or 5 teams. Minimum. And we can kind of go through them here on the show, but on You Make the Call, here's what I want. I want your vote on this week's poll, and then we'll tell you at the end of the show when we do our exit velocity, what you guys ended up choosing. But which closer on the trade block will hold fantasy value when traded. We'll start off with Shane Green of the Detroit Tigers. We obviously know at this point the Tigers are going nowhere fast. There just isn't a huge necessity to have what we would call an exceptional closer. I don't call anyone an elite closer anymore. I don't think those exist. Exceptional is the word that I use. Elite is Mariano Rivera. Elite are the guys in the Hall of Fame. Elite was Kenley Jansen. I don't think Kenley Jansen's elite anymore. He's still great. Elite was Craig Kimbrell, right? Like, those are the names. I just call them exceptional. And Shane Green has been an exceptional closer this year for the Tigers. He's choice one. Will Smith has been exceptional for the San Francisco Giants. He is clearly on the trade block as well. And he'll end up with another team. And you guys can vote on Will Smith if you think he'll still have fantasy value when he gets traded. So Shane Green 1, Will Smith 2. Third choice, in 15 days from now, the Marlins will move Sergio Romo somewhere. Will Romo have any fantasy value if he goes to another team? Will he be the ninth inning guy? Will he be the opener for someone? You guys, if you want, you can vote on Sergio Romo being the third choice. And then the fourth choice is Ian Kennedy of the Kansas City Royals. I would guess that Ian Kennedy has a good chance of being traded here coming up by the 31st. He's had a nice year for the Royals. No one would have saw that coming. He's been their closer. And so you can vote on Ian Kennedy. So go to at FNTSY Radio Now, at Craig Mish, and vote. Which closer on the block will hold fantasy value when traded? Choice one, Shane Green. Choice two, Will Smith. Choice three, Sergio Romo. Choice four, Ian Kennedy. Vote early, vote often. A little bit later in the show, we'll give you the results of that poll. If you want to dial up the show, the phone number is 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. If you want to get with us, that's the way that you do it. Man, what is going on with the Philadelphia Phillies? Of all the things in baseball this year that have surprised me, this one may be near or at the top. The Phillies have probably been one of baseball's biggest disappointments thus far. They go into an offseason, they get my favorite player in baseball in JT Realmuto, and he's having a good year, he made the All-Star team. They get Bryce Harper for over $300 million. They get Andrew McCutchen. They get Gene Segura. And that amounts to like a .500 record this year? And I understand their pitching and their bullpen has really struggled. I was an advocate of two players of the Phillies this year. They've both been busts. I totally whiffed on both guys. Whiffed on Sir Anthony Dominguez and whiffed thus far on Jake Arrieta. Who knows what's going to end up happening with him? Will he have bone spurs removed or some kind of surgery? Who even knows? Jake Arrieta was signed to a long-term contract by the Phillies. That just looks like a horrible deal right now. Unfortunately for Jake, who I like very much, but it has just not worked out at all. So are they toast? What went wrong? Well, I mean, losing McCutchen was obviously a big part of their outfield. Odubel Herrera getting suspended or whatever happened with him, having the domestic violence issue, I think that's certainly part of it. But when you add a player for $300 million in Bryce Harper, I think you got to get better than what you've gotten. And I don't know if it's just like the Joey Votto syndrome, we're always looking for his pitch or a walk, but you're talking about back-to-back years of batting averages in the 250s. And his OBP was almost 400 last year. I thought he had a great year last year. People were like, oh, he's not that good. 34 home runs, 130 walks led the league. He wasn't getting pitches to hit. But 16 home runs in a season where everyone's hitting 50? And that has to be part of it. The other part of it is they did not attack the bullpen enough. And I am not a big proponent of adding bullpen arms for big money. But I guess, do you give them a pass for adding David Robertson and he only pitched 7 games all year? Like, they gave him some cash. They've had too many injuries. David Robertson, 60-day injured list. Tommy Hunter has been on the injured list all season long. Pat Neshek, who's been very good for them in the past, has been on the injured list all season long. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who I thought was going to be their closer, has missed the last month. I don't know that there is enough on this team that they can overcome these things, and I don't know that there's any one or two players that's a particular answer for them. Pivetta, we know the story. In fantasy, everybody loved him, but it hasn't worked out. Eflin's going the other way now. Arrieta's gone the other way for the last month, too. Eichhoff's back on the injured list. Just don't have a lot of hope there. And pitching is going to be a big part of this, but overcoming injuries to players like two of their top four guys they got in the offseason or top five guys. If the Phillies arguably added five players this offseason, the top five were Bryce Harper, Gene Segura, JT Realmuto, David Robertson, Andrew McCutchen. Maybe not in that order. Maybe McCutchen before Robertson. But they added five. Two of those players are hurt. One of them is out for the year. And two of the players have been mostly ineffective for the most part this year. I mean, Segura's been fine. 271? Okay. 315 on base? Seven steals? That's not who he is. He's a better player than that. I just don't know that they... I don't know that they executed the proper plan with not having the depth to back up the issues. But I would also have to say that if you remove two of your three starting outfielders and the other one is Harper, it's probably not going to be enough to take you to the postseason. And I think that indeed is the case with them. I don't know. Now, Realmuto's been great. He's the best defensive catcher in baseball. His pace is for about 20 home runs, 80 runs driven in, 270 average, 330 on base. That's pretty much who he is. But none of the other players that they acquired, bottom line, have been as good as they thought. And then one of their players had a domestic violence issue. No one that they've had that they could have had step up has stepped up. It's the same players that we've heard about for years. Remember Arid Althair? They got rid of him. Nick Williams, Roman Quinn. It's like these same guys every year that we had heard about, and they actually had some brief chances this year, and none of them have worked out. Kingery's been the only one that has, and even Kingery hasn't been as good as he's supposed to be lately. Jay Bruce, I mean, it's a disappointing season for sure. The stars on Philly are basically limited to two or three guys. Rhys Hoskins is having a good year, of course. Realmuto, who I mentioned. Aaron Nola will probably be fine. Hector Neris has actually been a lot better than I think anybody could have expected. But when you're talking about a team that's playing, trying to play for the postseason of the World Series, and you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated with all five of the guys, you're supposed to have a better record than this. I think that's for sure. And look, Philadelphia is now spoiled a little bit with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and the success that they've had. So that city is as tough as it is with the fans being all in on their teams and being all in on their players. There's no question that someone's going to have to take the hit for this Phillies team if they don't make the postseason. But they're still right there. The NL is still wide open, and all they would have to do is go on some 7-game winning streak, and they would establish themselves in the league. But the question is, can they? I don't know that they can. By the way, they can't beat the Marlins either. How weird is that? All right, so that wraps up the first hour of the show. Let me set you up for hour number two. First of all, we got our little in case you missed the first hour of the show coming up in about a minute from now, so stay tuned to that. Hour number two, we're going to check in with Anthony Aniano from Rotoballer. He'll join us on this Hot Take Tuesday and give us some of his thoughts on maybe some potential trades or some buy low candidates in fantasy. So that's about a fast forward of about 30 minutes from now for you. We will give you the results of our You Make the Call, and we'll have our exit velocity. But most importantly, we're going to have John Gant joining us here on the show. Big league pitcher in the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis is now in a much better position than they were a week ago. And their starting pitching seems to be clicking, and they're really doing this without any contribution offensively from Marcelo Zuna, who's hurt, Matt Carpenter, who's been healthy and hurt for the most part. So I am curious. I'm curious to dive into this a little bit more with John Gant here on the show. As always, you can listen to this program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just by downloading us on iTunes. Please rate and subscribe and like, just like you would a podcast. In addition to that, you can listen on the app called Stitcher. For those of you who don't have it, it's a very easy download in the Google Play, Android, or iTunes stores, and our show gets populated immediately. And if you have too much room on your phone, you got no room for apps, go to audioboom.com or fantasysportsnetwork.com, and you can hear the show as well. I'm Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be right back.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler, Travis d'Arnaud, 3 home runs in one baseball game. I mean, let alone for a whole season, that was a good number for him. I have a feeling the Yankees and Rays may be battling this thing out right until the end.
Yeah, it sure looks that way, and it's impressive. It's impressive to see what the team the Yankees have put together on the field, that the Rays can compete with them on a much smaller payroll. And I think a lot of people are going to be pulling for him because it would be fun to see that small market team knock off the big boys.
Yeah, and I think that it's really interesting to see those two teams battle, and we don't even mention the Boston Red Sox. I think they're still in it, but maybe d'Arnaud could be a fantasy pickup at some point. You know, Brad, it doesn't always happen right away for some baseball players. I think that most of the prospects in the big leagues, let's say 85-90% of them, you're going to know in the first couple of years if they're going to be hits or misses. But there are always those diamond in the roughs. I just don't know really how we identify those. Some of them are late bloomers, and I'm not saying that this one game, Brad, makes Darno a sleeper in fantasy, but you certainly have to at least pay attention to it. If a guy's going to hit three home runs in a game at the catcher position where we can't find anybody offensively to hit, maybe worth an ad.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, he, especially in like DFS where he'd be really cheap, you know, he would have been a really good ad yesterday to load up on the rest of your lineup. And you know, just looking at the last home run, the fact that Chapman threw him a slider in that scenario when a guy throws, you know, almost 100 miles an hour, it just kind of blows my mind with the mentality behind that.
How are the Padres, Brad, going to add and subtract? Tell me about this one.
Well, I think the Padres are adding for the future more so than the rest of this year. But I think for this year, they trade Kirby Yates to Boston. Boston is absolutely desperate for bullpen help. They're having to use their pitching is in such a shambles right now. They're having to use good relievers in games that they're up by six just to finish it because they can't get the starters deep into games. They've already added Cashman. They're going to go and get Kirby Yates. He's only going to have about $1 million left on his salary the rest of this year, so that's not a big concern. He's controllable for next year. Still one more year arb left. He's been tremendous in San Diego this year. 64 punchouts in 39 or 41 innings, 39 games, 1.1 ERA. He will get the Boston Red Sox back into playoff contention with this deal.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.